This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Ah, yeah, hour number two. I'm so unused to doing the show after the last few Mondays because of the way I've been feeling that I had no way of knowing to get a guest, so it's just going to be me and you for the next 2 hours as well as the last one. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's, on HBO's The Wire, which I am told is a truly transcendental television experience, there's a storyline about an upcoming mayoral election in which the concerted effort to manipulate the crime stats before the election to make the existing administration look better. Now, whether or not this is art imitating life, it replicates how things got started in Broward County, Florida, leading directly to the murder of 17 innocent souls in Parkland. Seems that every day more revelations come out about the collapse of the system in Parkland that failed to stop the murderer from roaming the halls of a high school with a gun he should never have had the opportunity to legally acquire. Yet the tale of failure starts way before the fated day that he entered the school. That starts with Superintendent of Broward County, Robert Runcie, who arrived in his position from Chicago, where he worked with Arne Duncan. Duncan went on from there to serve as President Obama's Secretary of Education for 7 years. Runcie stated in October 2011, I arrived in the district and shortly after that began to dive into the data on student performance in the district. We quickly recognized that Broward had a high number of arrests, suspensions, and expulsions. In fact, the highest number in the state. We realized we were not going to be able to create an equitable opportunity for success in our school system if our students are not in school. So he went about redesigning the system to reduce arrests and expulsions. By his own words, they identified 13 violations of the code of conduct that were nonviolent misdemeanor offenses. That is not the case, as some of the crimes were violent misdemeanors, like what is called a fray. The school system went about erasing these crimes from existing. We all know what happens when individuals are not disciplined for low-level crime. They often move on to other low-level crime or more aggressive antisocial behavior. The policy was installed, as it was told by Max Eden of the Manhattan Institute. He's been following this issue from day one, and he said, unfortunately, he's one of a very small group who has been following this issue in America. He stated that Runcie's policy became a coordinated effort with the police. This includes the now famous Scott Israel, Broward County Sheriff. In fact, Runcie speaks of the coordinated effort with the community when he refers to eliminating the school-to-prison pipeline. Why is it so important that so few have been following that issue? Because this policy was soon adopted on a national level. That would be fine if there's specific evidence that it's working, but there isn't any. First, even though Runcie states that there is such data, it was manipulated as if it was in the wire. Second, the adoption of the national level, on the national level, by Secretary Duncan and the Obama administration happened really quickly, really far too quickly. For the program to work as Runcie describes, the interventions with the troubled students would take years to resolve themselves. But that did not stop Duncan. As Runcie stated, some of my staff joked the Obama administration might have taken our policies and framework and developed them into national guidelines. In 2014, a Dear Colleague letter was sent jointly from the Departments of Education and Justice to all public school districts threatening lawsuits over racial discrimination in student discipline. This had the same freezing effect as the Dear Colleague letter sent to colleges in 2011 regarding rape that has now been withdrawn by the Department of Education. Unlike the college letter, the one to school districts has largely stayed under the radar. So, how did Broward make it look like matters had improved under their new policy? There were no longer, you know, they were no longer reporting misbehavior and restricting suspensions. Thus, all the crime statistics fell, and it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. No crime reported, so everything was better. Max Eden stated, Broward eliminated many internal surveys regarding student behavior. Their own internal annual survey was dispensed with what they began using, a biannual federal survey. This is key because there was no survey the year after the implementation of the Broward policy in 2013, which led to the Dear Colleague letter in 2014. The lack of understanding how retaining the misbehaving students in the classroom had affected the education environment for other students was not available. 2015 federal survey in Broward reflected a declining safety environment in the schools. No kidding. Teachers were no longer reporting incidents because they were afraid of being branded as racist, since many of these incidents involved minority students. Matters are even worse than originally reported by Eden. Paul Sperry, noted author and investigative journalist, reported just this week that Runcie and his team spent extensive school resources mainlining individuals of school age who had been convicted of violent misdemeanors and/or felonies back into the school system. As Sperry wrote, Cassandra Evans, Broward County's chief juvenile probation officer, has issued a general warning that juveniles transitioning out of secure detention have a high recidivism rate. This population is highly at risk of reoffending within the first 45 days of release. So the entire program has been shrouded in secrecy, and statistics are not available as to how the program has worked. And they're not available because if they were to show them, then everybody would be up in arms. Parents were not made aware that children could be sitting in a class next to a convicted felon just released from detention, though, you know, through the efforts of their tax dollars. So everyone that wishes these students would become functional within the system and move on to college and a successful life as members of society, everybody wants that. History shows that's not going to happen. Runcie apparently does not believe that the program is something residents of the county can appreciate, and that's why he hid it from them. This Broward policy spread through the country like a virus. Eden said the suspension rate in Washington, D.C. decreased by 40%. Principals stopped even reporting suspensions to cook the numbers. One of the people impacted by this new policy was the murderer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Because of the new reporting system, or non-reporting system, the murderer had 21 incidents at the school that were not referred to the police. They were then called to his home 39 times, so that's 60 incidents. Not once was he taken to a police station, charged with anything, and kept overnight. If just once that had happened, he would not have passed his background check and he would never have been able to acquire a legal weapon of any kind. Long before the failures of the FBI and the Sheriff's Department that have been so broadly reported, that incident could have been stopped, but for Superintendent Runcie and his social engineering. So given the opportunity, he would certainly talk about how all those have benefited from his program, I'm sure Mr. Runcie would. Here's the problem with that. Every time people speak of issues like gun control, they will point to if we can save just one life. In this case, we lost 17 because of a failed social policy that has spread throughout the country. And if you look around, you know, there's other places we can see these kind of examples. So, unfortunately, the current Department of Education has not reversed this letter like they did with the Dear Colleague letter to the colleges on Title IX, and it is our understanding the matter is currently under review. So quite evidently, if the Parkland murderer had not acquired a long gun to kill the people at the high school, he would have acquired illegal weapons or built a bomb or driven a vehicle into a crowd of students. This kid was a ticking time bomb that was left to fester by a school system and local law enforcement, never dealt with through the legal system. So this weekend, students from Parkland fanned out across the country to preach gun control and speak at gun control rallies. Their total ignorance of the policies that were put in place by the social engineering bureaucrats that led to this massacre hovers over them as they try to preach as a false god. The question then becomes, since the implementation of these policies and the issuance of the Dear Colleague letter to public school systems, how many other ticking time bombs are out there ready to detonate? If you've got a child in school, that would be something that would chill my smile column just to think about that. Just to think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I did new bumps not too long ago. I'm still enjoying my new bumps. Still enjoying them. Okay, what I'm about to tell you sounds at first glance pretty stupid. It definitely does to me. It definitely does to me. A school district in Pennsylvania have decided to arm their students with rocks. I saw, you know, I like King Batch. I like all these young leftists that are on YouTube because they're funny. They do some funny stuff, and they do this thing where King Batch, who's Andrew Batchelor, who's this kid who has figured out how to make some money on YouTube and on Vine and some other places. He drives up on somebody. It's going to be a drive-by, and he's going to his accomplice is in the back seat, and he's going to kill him with rocks. And he's telling this other kid named Greg, who goes by the name Clarity, to be still so I can kill you with these rocks. And apparently, the school district of Blue Mountain in Schuylkill County, they have decided this is the way to go. So rocks are going to be placed in every classroom so students can defend themselves against a school shooter. Dr. David Helsel told state legislators in Harrisburg about this plan last week, according to 16 WNEP, a local ABC News outlet. I quote, "Every classroom has been equipped with a 5-gallon bucket of river stone. If an armed intruder attempts to gain entrance into one of our classrooms, they will face a classroom full of students armed with rocks, and they will be stoned," said Dr. David Helsel. That was Dr. Helsel testifying to the House Education Committee last week in Harrisburg. The superintendent of the Blue Mountain School District was explaining his unconventional form of protecting the students in their schools in the event of an active shooter situation. Just give them rocks. At one time, I just had the idea of river stone. They're the right size for your hand. You can throw them very hard, and they will create or cause pain, which can distract. Or anger. Helsel says that teachers, staff, and students were given active shooter training through a program known as ALICE, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate, and they routinely hold the evacuation drills for active shooter simulations. Some are actually supportive of this policy, though others find it comical, which I just don't get it. To boot, WNEP added, Helsel says the district has no plans to arm teachers. However, Blue Mountain does have a maintenance employee who is trained and certified to work as school security and is armed. So, is there really a need to arm these students with rocks? Because they already have an armed security guard. You could just add a few more. They don't have to be teachers if that makes the parents queasy. I guess it's an extra layer of protection, but the notion that rocks will stop a firearm is absurd. And also, arming teachers isn't an insane idea. Many districts across the country have already adopted the policy. Anything but to do what we got to do. Anything at all. Okay. Now, the March for Our Lives, which was this, you know what it was. The March for Our Lives Action Fund is what funded it. A 501c4 social welfare nonprofit organization was registered this month on March the 8th with the D.C. Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs. They list their business address in Encino, California, and its agent as CT Corporation System, a D.C.-based firm that offers agent, incorporation, and corporate business compliance services. These kids are really sophisticated. I don't have any of this stuff to handle what I do. Now, the choice of this nonprofit vehicle means that donors lose tax deductibility for their donations. Those who live in high tax states like California and New York can lose almost half the value of their donations that could have been deducted by their state and local tax burden. By no means are they done with the dark money financed activities, though. The organization said on its website that it chose to incorporate the group this way because it plans to lobby for new gun control legislation even after Saturday's march. It says, March for Our Lives Action Fund is tax exempt under Section 501c4 of the Internal Revenue Code, unlike Section 501c3 charitable organizations, which have restrictions on their lobbying activities. 501c4 organizations are permitted to conduct unlimited lobbying for federal tax purposes. This form of entity gives the students maximum flexibility to conduct high-impact legislative advocacy during the day of action and beyond. They said the donations being made to the group now will be used to cover expenses for the march and also future lobbying efforts. Wasn't there a time when we thought dark money was bad? Isn't this bad? But, you know, it's no mystery. The whole principle that the left consistently adheres to is its drive for controlling and expanding the power of the state. And so who do you suppose is willing to almost double the cost of its donations in order to remain hidden from the public? That's the part that I love that part of it. So they're using dark money. Obviously somebody a little more sophisticated than, say, me or you is behind a few things. I have been doing radio broadcasting now for going on 9 years, and I do not have that kind of organization behind me. I don't know that I want it, to be honest with you, but I do know that I don't have it. And that's the part that makes things a little dicey for some people, I am sure. But having said all of that, I just find it interesting that they're hiding as much as they can hide from it, including who's donating. New stuff. It's not new, but I mean, it definitely is. It's definitely interesting. I do love the interestingness of it all. If only because, well, they think that we don't get it. They don't think that we see what they're doing. When, in fact, we do. But it's going to take a little more than these children to get what they're going to be after. This is just a new way of doing it and probably not having to pay so much for it. That would be my thing. That would be what I would think. So, we have that. We have that going for us. But anyway, just, you know, be on the lookout for the rocks. That's all I'm going to tell you. Did anybody ask if the rocks could be used against the teachers? Is this like in Broward? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Back to David Hogg, because this kid is good. He is milking his 15 minutes of fame big time, and the left can't get enough of him. When he was speaking this past Saturday, which was an event that was afforded massive armed protection from law enforcement in one of those irony scenarios, if you will, Hogg finished his blustery speech with a Hitler-esque salute, which came on the heels of his parting words, "We can and we will change the world." BuzzFeed had a video of the entire speech, but it cut out at the very end just before the gesture. Why would that happen? Hogg often presents a little bit unhinged, and as when in prior interviews he said things like, let's go to that page real quick. Let me just tell you what he said, just because it's pertinent. He said, when your old blank parent is like, "I don't know how to send an iMessage," and you're just like, "Give me the blanking phone and let me handle it." Sadly, that's what we have to do with our government. Our parents don't know how to use the blanking democracy, so we have to. In a separate interview with Good Morning America, he declared that today we're going to start a revolution. We are sick and tired of the inaction here in Washington and around the country by politicians who are owned by the NRA. Today we're going to start a revolution. Hogg added that gun violence has multiple causes, including mental illness. And he was, he was joined by many, many people that you've probably heard of, like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Miley Cyrus, or as they call her now, Miley Syphilis, Demi Lovato, Common, Audra Day, Vic Mensa, and Ben Platt. They all performed in D.C., and there will be speeches from 20 young people, both from Stoneman Douglas and other schools around the country, that have been affected by gun violence. The Clooneys and Oprah donated $500,000 to the event, as did Spielberg and several other celebrities. Joshua Kushner, Ivanka Trump's brother-in-law, also promised to attend the march. Others, including Trump's friend, Patriots owner Bob Kraft, lent their support in other ways. He gave the teenagers from Parkland his private football team's private plane to shuttle them to D.C. on Friday. Delta donated two of its aircraft to fly protesters from the city to the city from Florida. Okay. Anyway. I'm sure that Mr. Hogg's parents are just beaming with pride. Hogg is the quintessential poster child for the left in attitude, words, tone, and what is humorous bravado, particularly in light of the fact that he's 17 years old. I suppose what he lacks in wisdom and life experience, he makes up for in grand proclamations and fascist gestures, anyway. There's probably going to be a future for this lad in the democratic slash socialist slash communist slash fascist slash totalitarian slash Sharia-loving party. I'm almost certain of it. So, what we have here is where they're trying to whip up fear. They're trying to exploit panic and assemble some gigantic rallies. So, that part, nothing new. We've seen this before. This is the classic recipe for demagoguery. And it's the, you know, it's we've seen a lot of the a lot of this in the paradigm where examples of demagogic politics in the modern era were the Nuremberg rallies held annually by the Nazi Party for a period of 15 years in the 1920s and the 1930s. The rallies were mass events attended by hundreds of thousands. Children, the Hitler Youth, were prominently featured along with stagecraft and pageantry. The purpose of the rallies was to whip the masses into an emotional fervor while Hitler denounced the Jews. And it worked. And they're trying to do something similar here with the March of Our Lives, which just concluded in Washington, D.C. The probability of getting struck by lightning is about the same as getting murdered by anyone, anytime, wielding any kind of rifle. But you wouldn't listen, you wouldn't know this by listening to the demagogic and obscene little Parkland brats, Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg. They're calling for a ban on the AR-15. Oddly enough, they don't seem to be concerned about the 64,000 annual deaths from overdoses, the 6 to 12,000 annual AIDS deaths, or the 37,000 deaths in car crashes. This is ridiculous over-the-top hysteria when you logically look at the stats of what is actually more likely to kill them. But the problem is that demagogic politics is not compatible with making sober public policy. Demagogic politics is about appealing to emotion, not logic. Once the masses have gotten whipped into an anti-gun hysteria, it simply won't be a matter of banning some guns deemed assault weapons, just as every Jew became a communist enemy to be eliminated. Every gun will be subject to being banned or confiscated, too. Handguns will be next because they're used in half of all homicides, actually used in most of all homicides. After that will be registration of all shotguns and bolt actions right down to the .22 rimfire. The logical extension of the fanatical, intemperate, anti-Jewish mob hysteria in Germany was not simply to stop communists or to even stop communist Jews, but to make the Third Reich Juderein. And the logical outcome of the fanatical, intemperate, anti-gun mob hysteria is not school safety or stopping mass murder. It is to make the U.S. gun free. And we know this because we've already seen it in Great Britain, where all semi-automatics and handguns have been incrementally confiscated, and even pellet guns must be registered and licensed. If you look at mass homicide in the U.K. since 1970, we find about 390 people have been killed with bombs, and only 34 with handguns and assault rifles, yet they banned the guns. Fancy that. Banning the guns requires the suspension of other civil liberties, too. Just as the Jews of the Third Reich were summarily stripped of property, private property in the form of guns and magazines will be confiscated. Licensing and registering guns and requiring mental health evaluations will require warrantless searches of medical records. Due process will be eliminated for gun owners. People's homes will be raided by cops based on anonymous tips, which the Supreme Court has ruled constitute probable cause. And just as the Gestapo encouraged German citizens to report hidden Jews to the authorities, New York State offers a $500 reward to turn in anyone suspected of having a banned assault weapon. In his little expletive-laced rant, young Mr. Hogg stated, "Sadly, our parents don't know how to use the blanking democracy, so we have to do it. But we don't live in a democracy, and if this budding little child Fuhrer from Parkland knew anything, he'd know that." Plato warned us 2,500 years ago that democracies decay into demagogic dictatorships. Our nation's founders took that lesson to heart and created a republic of limited power and constitutional rights, not a democracy. John Adams wrote, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself." There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide. It is vain, or it is in vain, to say that democracy is less vain, less proud, less selfish, less ambitious, or less avaricious than aristocracy or monarchy. Those passions are the same in all men, under all forms of simple government, and when unchecked, produce the same effects of fraud, violence, and cruelty. Our republican institutions are decaying into democratic demagoguery right before our very eyes. A lot long ago, it would have been unimaginable for hundreds of thousands of people to be in the streets demanding the abridgment of a constitutionally enumerated right. And yet, here we are. Right now, there's not a lot of difference in some cases between us and those people in Nuremberg looking around trying to figure out what's going to happen in the next 15, 20 years. And I have a feeling that whatever happens, well, it's not going to be good for anybody, but I know which way it goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. You know, while that group of know-it-all, know-nothing, arrogant adolescents, and I know that's all redundant, those puppets gather around the country, especially in D.C., for the celebrity-funded, virtue-signaling, and otherwise mysteriously funded march of their lives. They got, their peers, while they're mouthing all these slogans and cliches, their peers are dying of other non-trendy causes. According to everybody's favorite gun studies group, the CDC, leading causes of deaths among adolescents aged 15 to 19 years, accidents, unintentional injuries, suicide, and homicide. So while the teenies are marching and screeching and generally having a self-centered good time pitting themselves while telling adults what to do, let's further pursue the major causes of adolescent death and injury. There's something out there called the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance System. I wonder how they looked at the Tide Pod Challenge. That monitors 6 types of health risk behaviors that contribute to the leading causes of death and disability among youth and adults, including behaviors that contribute to unintentional injuries and violence. That's probably any guy with a YouTube channel that's under the age of 20. Sexual behaviors related to unintended pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV infection, ditto, alcohol and other drug use, tobacco use, unhealthy dietary behaviors, inadequate physical activity. So, you know, given the publicity for the recent tragedy in Parkland, Florida, you would think that the violent behavior has increased, which turns out not to be the case. It's still a very rare occurrence to have one of these types of attacks anywhere, anytime. But no, adolescents are adolescents, and violence in adolescent society has generally remained stable over the past 25 years. As a matter of fact, some categories, such as carrying a weapon on school property, being threatened with a weapon on school property, and being in a physical fight on school property, have decreased. Carried a weapon on school property, such as a gun, knife, or club, on at least one day during the 30 days before the survey. Decreased. From 1993 to 2015, decreased. From 1993 to 1997, decreased. Sadly, there is an exception in the statistics, one that will not be addressed by the marchers because it is too racist, sexist, and ruinous to the narrative. Among teenagers, non-Hispanic black males have the highest death rate, 94.1 deaths per 100,000. Homicide is the leading case, or cause of death for non-Hispanic black male teenagers. For all other groups, accident is the leading cause. And the deaths of those black males are usually caused by other black males with illegally obtained weapons in gangs. But these victims won't be numerous in the marches. Those who will attend and preen and whine are in more danger of injury or death by something as mundane or as preventable, you know, as a preventable accident. And that's absolutely boring. We get this. Deaths to teenagers, not 12 to 19 years, comprise a small fraction of the total deaths occurring each year in the United States. From 1999 to 2006, less than 1%, 0.68%, or 131,000 deaths occurred to teenagers 12 to 19 years. That represents an average of 16,375 deaths per year for this group. Teenage mortality is an important public health issue because the majority of deaths among teenagers are caused by external causes of injury such as accidents, homicide, and suicide. These causes of death are, by definition, preventable. And what type of accident causes the most adolescent death? Motor vehicles. Wow. They're the leading cause of death for U.S. teens. 16s, aged 16 to 19, die every day from motor vehicle injuries. Per mile driven, teen drivers ages 16 to 19 are nearly three times more likely than drivers age 20 and older to be in a fatal crash. Fortunately, teen motor vehicle crashes are preventable, and proven strategies can improve the safety of young drivers on the road. By planning a safe driving march for teens with tips on avoiding drinking or drugging and driving, you know, especially among the adolescent males, especially among adolescent black males, that's not on the agenda of the march's puppet masters and their funders, nor are the reasons for it, nor are the reasons for an increase in suicide among adolescents. Among these boring but vital causes just aren't trending, you know. So they just aren't of interest to the glittering celebs, nor of the, let's say it, those who want to confiscate guns. So, you know, I'm a former adolescent, just like you are. Unless you are currently in adolescence, of course. I don't want to be overly generalized. So, what kind of advice would I give these adolescents as far as a way to avoid unintended death? Don't drink and drive. Don't drive impaired. Don't drive like a nut. If you're in Pennsylvania, don't grab a rock and throw it at an active shooter. That's probably just going to make him mad. Unless you're really good. If you're really good, well, you know, I don't know. I'm not making light. I mean, this is what these kids in Pennsylvania, for example, are going to get to deal with, or what they're going to get to have to work with. So, you know. Also, here's something else for you to think about, kids. Look around you and see who's pulling the strings. Because the ones that are pulling your strings are in it for their benefit. Not yours, not mine, theirs. And, you know, I would like to see you survive to be a wise 20-something, then a wise 30-something, then a wise 40-something and 50-something. So then you could get to at least where I'm at and then feel my pain while you watch the next crowd come along behind you and try to usurp and tear up everything you've tried to maintain in this country while you've been alive. Yeah. So, I think that would be a good thing for you to do. Now, the other thing that you need to do is you need to understand this. One day, you're going to have to make decisions. Okay? You're going to have to make decisions. Now, getting out there and listening to somebody who you think has or is the coolest or is the most charismatic or whatever, you're going to be led astray. You're going to be led astray. Right now, as it is, while you guys are talking all this talk, your capability is zero. You can't physically make what you want to have happen. You can't vote on what you want to have happening for a few years. And then once you do vote, you're going to find out when you enter that voting pool that your number becomes diluted. If there's 2,000 of you in school and then you actually get out there into the community at large, well, there's few and far between you and the next one that thinks the way you do. Now, here in the upstate of South Carolina, we had all kinds of people show up for this. They had all kinds of slogans. They did not know what they were talking about. And that's a problem. If you get out there, policy, once you put something in place, and I mean, you're getting a taste of it already. You're getting a taste of it already. The clear backpacks, which seems to be the thing, the hill you guys seem to want to die on. It's a good idea. But it's not the only idea. Arming your teachers would be a good idea. That would have been a great idea. Having the LEO that were there, the initial LEO that were there, go in. That would be a great idea. But here's the other thing. You got to understand this. Law enforcement isn't breaking a law when they don't come in and save you. They're not breaking a law when they do that. Supreme Court has seen to that. They don't have to safeguard anybody individually. They're just there for society. So as long as they are on station for society at large and it doesn't get too far out of hand, they're good to go. And even if they take us on full press, there's only one of them for every 19,000 of us. So that's the problem they run into. And that's why they need us behind them. Us being the law-abiding makes their job easier. But, you know, you know, you guys got bigger things to worry about, and you need to start listening to yourselves. Maybe listen to your parents. Those are the only adults I know that probably have it out. You know, they're looking into your best interests. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.